Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Gang of Ghouls 1, The Stalking Dead, by Eva Chase. Narrated by Taylor Coan, Wynn Delano, Danny Gavigan, Steve Winall, and Scott McCormick. And performed by a full cast.
Lily. Near-death experiences have this funny way of putting everything else in perspective. I almost kicked the bucket in 5 feet of murky marsh water when I was six, and compared to that, nothing at Lovell Rise College could be all that horrifying, even if this was my first full day back in town after 7 years in a mental hospital. Even if the question of what I'd done to be committed was still a huge, ominous blank in the back of my mind. Even if the only family I had in town had basically disowned me. There was a pair of frogs getting busy on the steps outside the main administrative building. I stopped in my tracks before I stomped on the amphibious lovers, doing a bit of a double take. I'd always come across frogs regularly in Lovell Rise, probably because the marshlands ran the whole length of the town, but I couldn't say I'd ever seen two of them going at it quite so blatantly before. The male had melded himself into the female's back with no sign of ever intending to let go. Well, more power to him. Get them tadpoles. I gave the frogs a wide berth as I continued my way up the steps. Now that I was back at home, it was more important than ever that I looked, talked, and acted normal in every possible way. I'd only get one chance at a fresh start. Just one chance to prove who I really was, and that it wasn't a girl who should be sent back to a loony bin halfway across the state. I paused at the end of a smaller courtyard at the top of the steps, taking a moment to gather myself. I checked the campus map and veered left toward one of the smaller white buildings that held the first class on my schedule. Juvenile delinquency, taught by Mr. Leon Grimes. My first real step toward a college degree in sociology. I'd already done a year's groundwork of general education classes at the community college near the hospital before the doctors had decided I was sane enough to completely fly the coop. Here was hoping it turned out that I had gotten enough distance from my own mess to help clean up other people's messiness. The cool September breeze licked over my face and flicked my wavy, flax blonde hair. I restrained a shiver, wishing I'd brought a jacket or cardigan to wear over my thin blouse. My thoughts were interrupted by a sudden voice.
Hey, it's Psycho Girl.
I should have kept walking, but the words were so jarring and unexpected, and so almost definitely aimed at me, that my legs locked up and my head jerked around to see who'd said it. The guy sauntering toward me with a gaggle of friends in tow was unfortunately familiar. The local elementary and middle schools were small enough that there'd only been one class per grade, and so I'd been stuck in the same room as Ansel Hunter from age 4 through 13. 7 years later, his shoulders had filled out, and the angles of its face had taken on harder edges. But he had the same smooth golden hair, unshakable ego, and supposedly charming grin that had had most of the girls swooning over him the instant they hit puberty. 5 seconds into our reintroduction, I could already tell his ego had only gotten bigger since I'd known him as a middle schooler. I'd realized that a number of the kids from town opted to go to Lovell Rise College if they met the entrance requirements so that they could stay on their home turf. It was a small campus, only 800 undergrads according to the new student orientation guide, but with several well-ranked programs and high admission standards. I'd busted my ass making the grades to transfer for my second year. Somehow, I hadn't pictured running into anyone who'd recognize me. It wasn't as if I'd been Miss Popular as a kid or, you know, had any friends at all. Real ones, anyway. I'd let myself assume no one would even notice I was missing, let alone figure it out what had happened to me. I guess I hadn't given small-town gossip enough credit. I didn't recognize any of the guys and girls who made up Ansel's current pack. He'd probably ditched his old hangers-on for shiny new models when he'd had a wider range to pick from. Otherwise, he wouldn't have felt the need to introduce me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?